Welcome back to our pregame show, Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team scores first yesterday. What went wrong after that?
Well, it was about a 4.5 minute stretch, Kelly, out of 60 minutes that you'd like to have back, because in that time, you know, our opponents scored three goals, and all three were preventable plays that they even got to the net. And that's just defensive awareness, and you know, we went over each play and video today and just kind of pointed some things out. And but other than that, Kelly, you know, from the second and third period, they had a total of 7 shots on goal. Some quality ones, don't get me wrong. You know, Lauren made a big save on the power play there in the second period. But you know, we had 32 shots blocked. We had 44 shots total that were either blocked or missed the net. You know, that's just something that, you know, you've got to find ways to get pucks through. So obviously disappointed in the result, but again, evaluating the performance, take away those 4 minutes, you know, we did some pretty good things.
How does your team get past Lindenwood's defense? As much as they blocked 32 shots last night.
Yeah, well, like I said, you've got to do a better job. You can't just put your head down and shoot pucks into shin pads, and you've got to be a little deceptive. You got to move your feet. We got to have some people maybe driving to the net. We showed Amber did a great job showing them on video today. So just areas where we've got to get traffic going to the net, and we can shoot for sticks and maybe get a deflection. And I mean, it's going to be greasy. It's going to be not going to be pretty tic tac toe plays, because they are going to they're going to get down low, and they're going to get in shot lanes, and they're going to do everything they can to help their goalies. And that's, you got to be tenacious. You've got to be hungry around that net, and like I said, be a little bit smarter with where you're shooting, and if it means shooting wide on purpose, and then that's another play you can do.
Defensively, what can your team do better?
Well, I giving up 7 shots on goal through 40 minutes, mm-hmm. That's not bad, right? You're focusing on those 4 minutes, and that's, like I said, those are three areas that we need to get better at. And again, credit them for making a play here or there, but it's that defensive awareness just comes with repetition and playing games, and it's nothing. Nothing earth-shattering. It's not hard. It's just being aware of where their people are and where you should be on the ice.
Your special teams were pretty fantastic last night. 2 for 2 on the PK, 1 for 3 on the power play. What was working so well for your team?
Well, you know, your penalty kill. Obviously, we've said it many times. Your goalie has to be your best penalty killer. And I thought on their first power play, especially, Lauren came out with a big stop on a backdoor play. But again, just, you know, good hard work by that unit, players that have all done it before, experienced players that have done it before. Kiki, you know, did a great job on that power play. You know, 1 for 3, it would have been really nice to go 2 for 3. But anytime you can get one, that's big, and just good effort on Kiki's part to get a shot off.
You mentioned film this morning. What all did you see in film that your team needs to work on coming into today's game?
Yeah, well, you know, we just talked about, again, not to dwell on the result and think that all of the sky is falling. You know, it's today's a new day, a new opportunity. We did a lot of things well. It's just playing solid for 60 minutes and being really, really good in our end and being aware and being, you know, sound positionally. And then offensively, we've got to be a little bit more tenacious and be a little smarter when it comes to our shot selection, and don't just bury your head. We showed them some clips where we got shots through. We were moving. All 5 players were involved, because they tend to kind of get all 5 of their players down inside that triangle between the goalie and the faceoff dots. And so you've got to move the puck quick, and we need to get some more second and third opportunities.
You had a chance to watch a couple of your newcomers last night. I know the two that kind of stood out in my mind were Reese Hunt and Kate Boland. Offensively, Reese Hunt looked pretty comfortable out there. Kate looked pretty quick on her feet. What did you see out of your freshmen?
Yeah, I thought they all did a nice job. I thought you're exactly right about Reese. I thought she's a good hockey player, and that's why she's playing where she's at. She's got just some good hockey sense, some good skills. Just missed on an opportunity. The puck bounced on her when she went to shoot, and I know she just missed on another rebound. So Maya Nugent was another freshman forward that played. Didn't get as much ice time, but her skill is really evident when you watch her play. It's just getting acclimated to the game at this level. And yeah, I was happy with Kate. She's got very, very good feet. You know, you're playing. It's not high school anymore. There's things that you might have been able to get away with in high school that going to be a little harder to do here. And I was happy with how she played in her first game.
What changes, if any, did you make to today's lineup?
Well, one was out of necessity, unfortunately. Heather Olson won't be in the lineup, but we were going to play Rosie, Abby De La Rosa, regardless, but now Rosie's going to be in for Heather and Kate. Kate and Kara will stay together. Rosie will play with Tina. Up front, we've got Cheyenne Hebert and Paige Anderson in the lineup. They'll be on a line. Grayson will be on the right wing. Paige will be in the middle, and Shia will be on the left. And Kerrigan will be in goal.
What are our keys to getting a win here today?
Well, obviously, we talked about 60 minutes. I think having a good first period, just coming out with a lot of jump, a lot of energy. And I thought one of the things we really did well second, third period is we established puck pressure, and we were forcing a lot of turnovers. And I think we need to start the game like that and just build off that, add energy one shift after another and keep getting pucks to the net.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.